we need to talk. I mean, no, that sounds bad. It's hi, how are you? What? No, nothing's wrong. So, just this is. Did I just meow? I meowed. I am panicking. I am panicking because I meowed. I meowed. I have been reduced to cat sounds. Cat sounds. No, I'm fine. I'm absolutely not fine, but I am trying to appear fine because I don't want to worry you. But you're already worried. Of course you're worried because you're my best friend. And this is kind of all your fault. So I ran into your ex. And no. I mean, yes. But also no. But mainly, yes. Sort of, kind of, maybe. I'm not making any sense. Should I meow again? Because I felt when I meowed, I was making more sense. I'm going to stop. I am stopping. And I can't stop because this is really bad. I did a bad thing. I mean, I didn't do a bad thing. I just did a kind of really stupid, almost bad, but not quite, because it's going to get so much worse kind of thing. Yes, your ex. Your ex has something to do with it. Just a tiny bit. She's a bitch. Sorry, I mean, I don't like to call people bitches, but she... I really need to stop with the noises. I need to talk. I have words. I have lots of words. I might have agreed to a... Okay, we'll get to that. We will totally get to that, because I need to warm up, because that... It's bad. I should warn you, this is really bad. I mean, I can be really bad sometimes. You know what I'm like. I can be impulsive. But this is oh wow. This is bad. This is so bad. This is meow. Just meow. So your girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend. Oh, so ex. Just she is your ex, right? You're not secretly dating behind my back. I mean, I know you wouldn't, but if you did, maybe you could ask her to... No, I mean, you wouldn't. It's just, I'm a little bit desperate. So I never liked your ex-girlfriend. Well, I liked her when you were dating. I mean, I pretended to like her because, well, you're my best friend. But she was always, you know, really evil, just... Witch, I'm evil, 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 evil. And she cheated on you, so evil. See, I hate her, so you don't have to. So you can just be you. So I met your ex, not met. I kind of ran into her. I was in a hurry because I was late. And she was there, and she saw me. She definitely saw me, but I didn't see her. And I walked into her. And she wasn't best pleased because I spilt my bubble tea on her. And I was actually quite upset because I really like bubble tea, as you know. I know. You know, and I am, I just need to calm down. I just need to calm down. But there's a problem because if I stop talking, I start thinking and, oh no, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done? I've been... Oh no. See, I don't actually want to tell you, and that's why I'm so this. Yes, I'm also this because I'm blatantly panicking because I do not dance in public. What does dancing have to do with it? See, here's the thing. When I ran into your girlfriend, literally ran into your girlfriend, she wasn't happy, and I wasn't happy because bubble tea. And she wasn't very nice because evil. But... I was also not very nice because evil. Well, I'm not evil. I'm just, you know, chaotic evil. So I am evil, but no, I am not chaotic neutral. You take that back. I am not neutral. I am. When it comes to you, I'm chaotic evil because evil. 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 So we were talking, and by talking, I mean we were trading insults. Mine were much better. Can I just say? They were better. They were just so much better. But I got a bit caught up in the moment. And now this is the bit where I myself am confused. Because I'm not sure how we got to the point where we were even talking about dancing. And then I suddenly found myself agreeing to a... actually, why am I even telling you? I don't have to tell you. There's no way you're going to find out. I mean, they're going to be flyers, sure, but you're not going to see them, and they're going to be posters, sure, but you're not going to see them. But it's going to be walkers on the internet, and I'm panicking so badly because I don't dance in public. Of course, that's not the only reason that I am doing this. I also need your help. I really need your help. It's not just I can't not tell you because you're going to find out. That's a big part of it. That's a majority of it. But also I've had a brainwave. I've had a brainwave because you're smart. You're so smart. You're so smart. And I need smart. You're so gorgeous and smart and wonderful. And that's why I love you. Your brain. And that's why your brain, nothing else. I don't love anything else. I mean, no, that's why your brain will help me get out of it. And I realize I haven't actually told you what it is. Because I'm in denial. And frankly, I'm in denial about a lot of things, like being addicted to bubble tea, being in love with your brain. There's a lot of denial, but I can't deny this because it's going to be broadcast on the internet. Oh, bollocks. What have I done? I'll tell you what I've done. I've agreed to a dance-off! I've agreed to a dance-off. I'm having a dance-off with your ex-girlfriend because she dissed you. Oh no, I wasn't drunk. I wasn't at all drunk. I wish I was drunk because then I could blame the booze. But I can't do that. It was just me. Sober agreeing to a dance-off. A dance-off. Why? Why did I do this? I mean, I know why I did this, but that I'm not telling you. I mean, I have kind of already told you. This is the problem with panic. You never stop talking because if you stop talking, you start thinking. And you start thinking, wow, you look really pretty today. No. I mean, yes, you do. But that's not the point. It's kind of the point because this is all your fault. Sorry, that's unfair. That's very unfair. This is my fault because I'm the one that agreed to a dance-off with your ex-girlfriend. Because she dissed you. So technically, it's a little bit, tiny bit your fault. Just please, please, please take some of the blame. I can't deal with this. I am. This is what love does to you. Love makes you crazy. Love makes you really impulsive. And no, I'm, you know what? Fuck it. Because I'm doing a dance off. I'm doing a dance off with your ex-girlfriend. So I might as well just convince myself. You know what? Fuck it. What have I got to lose? A dance off. That's what I've got to lose. I am. When it comes to you, I'm just. I really don't want to do this. I really, really, really do not want. No, not the dance off. I mean, yes. The dance-off, but also what I'm about to do. But I have to do this because I have to explain why I agreed to a dance-off. Because here is the problem. I go quiet. Why didn't I go quiet earlier when dance-off? Dance-off, I should have been But I just said, yes, I will do that. I said yes because I was just... When you hide something, when you push it down, when you deny it, it's not happy. It's very not happy because it wants to be out. It wants to be shouted from the rooftops. I mean, I want to tell everyone, but I can't. So I don't. But it doesn't like that. Love doesn't like being caged. It's like a rabid squirrel. They don't like being caged either. Don't ask me how I know that. Actually do. Ask me about the squirrel and not about the dance off. This is not happening, only it is. And it's going to be broadcast on the internet. Have I mentioned that? I think I have mentioned that once or twice. Alright, I am officially hysterical and it's all your fault. It's not your fault. It is your fault, but here's the thing, and I've already said the thing, so I'm just going to double down and say the thing again. Because you might not have noticed before, because I had a really smooth recovery. It was I'm in love with you. I am quite. Only it's not quite. It's not quite, because quite is little and manageable, and it's not manageable, and it doesn't like being pushed down and boxed up. And I was so jealous of your ex-girlfriend, so jealous. So when I ran into her, and it wasn't on accident, I did it on purpose, because I hate her, because she hurt you, and I sacrificed my bubble tea for that, and I love bubble tea. But I did it because she's evil, and I am so in love with you. So in love, and so jealous, and just so angry with her. Then I started talking, and by talking, I mean I wasn't very nice. I was rather cutting, very sarcastic. And she was sarcastic, and she insulted you, and that was a red rag to a bull, because I'm in love with you, and I never get to say it or show it. And I was angry, and I hate her, and I was so jealous of her, and I'm still a little bit jealous of her, because she got to kiss you. She got to kiss you. She got to kiss you. So I started ranting a little bit, and then she started, oh, bollocks. So we're doing a dance-off. And all this is not your fault. It's my fault, because I should have just told you. I should have just told you long ago. Long, long. It's been a while, a tiny little bit of a while, and now I'm doing a dance-off because I'm in love with you and I need you to help me get out of it. What do you mean, no? No, 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 you can't. No, 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 you mean yes. No, 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 what? No! I'm a good dancer. What does that have to do with anything? That is not the point. It's a dance-off with your ex-girlfriend. You want me to thrash her? No! No, you do not want me to thrash her. Did I mention it's going to be broadcast on the... In internet? No, you're not getting t-shirts printed. No, 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 no. I don't need a manager. It's... So missing the point here. It's a dance-off. Yes, it's a dance-off with you, with your ex-girlfriend, who I'm going to thrash. Why are you doing this? Why? No, 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 I am not wearing a leotard. I am not dancing. No, I'm not wearing a red dress. Why would I wear the red dress? I look nice in the red dress. I look nice in it. You like the... No, 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 no. I mean, do you like the way I... No, I am... This is... Look, I just need your help. No, I don't need a dance partner. Why? I mean, do you want to dance with me? This... No, 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 no. Look, just help me get out of it. Just help me get out of... No, no. Oh, no, I do not need a Twitter for it. No, I don't need a Twitter. Why are you making a Twitter? This, what? A YouTube? Why? Training videos? Why would I post training videos to rattle the competition? To rattle the competition? You're a genius. You are an absolute genius. I love you. I love you. Not just your brain. I love all of you. Yes. This is a genius plan. We do videos. I dance in the red dress. And you like the way I look? And your ex-girlfriend gets nervous. Oh, she gets so, so nervous. So what? It's an integral part of your coordinated social media campaign. See, that's what I thought you said, but I was hoping that you didn't say that, because, you want your girlfriend to win. Sorry, you... What? No, 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 you do not want her to win. You are on my side. You are my best friend. You said girlfriend, not ex-girlfriend. You have a girlfriend? Why are you looking at me like that? No, I don't like this. I do not like this. What? 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 No! Stop it! It's creepy! It's not creepy. It's kind of nice, but also creepy. What? Yes, I heard you. I heard what you said. You said you want your girlfriend to win. But. girlfriend, not ex-girlfriend. And if it's not your ex-girlfriend, it's me. All right, there's no need to do the slow clap. That's insulting, although kind of deserved. So you want your girlfriend to win? Your girlfriend, not girlfriend. I mean girlfriend, one word, not two words with a space. Okay, meow. I need to stop meowing. Why am I meowing? It's just okay. I am meow. I. So the red dress. Okay, good. Yes. Your girlfriend, me, no space in the middle, just girlfriend, will wear the red dress when I trounce your ex-girlfriend. I am going to thrash her. I am going to batter her with my dance moves. I mean, there won't be any contact. Would I like a bubble tea? I love you. I mean, yes, that would be very nice. And yes, I do love you. Also, meow. Me, meow. I love you. Oh, bum, it's going to be broadcast on the internet. Bollocks. Oh, bollocks.